Today at the Comedy 103.1 Bar, I have Brad Williams.
Hi.
Thanks for coming down.
Are you kidding me? Good to see you. This is my first time at the Comedy Bar. I've heard amazing things about it. I've heard there's a lot of stuff going down, and you guys play games. And what better than to, when you play games, is to have a real-life little person across from you? Because I feel like my people are supposed to sing and comment on the games as people fail and get dragged away into a back room. That's my people's heritage.
Yeah, well, we're inclusive here at Comedy 103.1, so we let you play the game.
Okay.
I know, big
what's
of
your
us,
personal
right?
What's your personal pronoun? Cool.
I prefer she, hers.
She?
Yeah.
You're not a Z or a Zer?
I'm not, no. No, I'm fairly conventional in that way.
Love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, right. I'm very happy to be here.
So tell me about yourself,
Brad. Let's build some rapport. Let's get some consent.
Let's do it.
Hashtag me too. Brad, I'm a comedian, a little person, obviously. If you're watching this, you know that. You're not just I've been coming here for years. I enjoy coming to the Comedy Works. It's by far the best club in the country. Not just saying that because their PR person is sitting across from me right now. They're fantastic. I'm married. My wife is tall. Yeah, that's how funny I am and how good I am, because I got a tall, hot Asian wife, which is just living the dream. That's it. That's the American dream. It's not the white picket fence and the two-story house and the dog. No, it's the hot Asian wife. Everyone should have it. Boy, girl, Z's, Zers, whatever you want. And then we have a dog who's a 70-pound pit bull, so don't break into my house. My wife is pregnant with her very first kid. And due in January, gonna have a little girl. It's gonna be amazing. I didn't do a gender reveal party because I think they're dumb.
So dumb.
Yeah, because there's only two options, and they're both great.
Yeah.
It's a boy, fantastic, girl, wonderful. Like, I would watch a gender reveal party if there was, like, some chance that something bad happening. Like, you threw down the little ball and just, like, it was, like, black dust. And it was like, hey, it's going to be a, not yours. Like, that would be awesome. That's what I would watch.
I would go to that party.
I would go to that party.
I would love that. I would tailgate that party.
Just laugh.
So we're going to play Never Have I Ever.
Okay. I love Never Have I Ever.
Me too. I'm going to let you start.
Never have I ever robbed an ice cream truck.
Okay, so you've never robbed an ice cream. Have you thought about robbing an ice cream truck? And would you steal the money or the ice cream?
Oh, ice cream.
Yeah, duh.
What can you do with money except for buy ice cream? So let's just cut out the middleman and just go right to the ice cream.
Steal the ice cream.
Steal all the Ninja Turtle pops.
Oh, yeah. Brief aside, favorite Ninja Turtle.
Oh, you got to go Raphael. First of all, he's independent. Uh-oh. He's the bad boy. He curses in the movie, not the Michael Bay one. The 80s Jim Henson Creature Shop one, okay?
The one with Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He curses. Yeah, he's the one that I most identified with. Mm. How about yourself?
Take a stab at it.
You seem like a Michelangelo person.
All the way.
I would never advise anyone date me. Like, that, it's not, I'm not a good, I don't know how I got my wife. It's tricky. I guess just, you know, being rich and famous.
It helps. It helps from what I hear. I have no idea. But
I'm not even rich. I'm just rich to me. Like, the fact that I could, like, pay for, like, here's rich to me. When you go to Chipotle and you ask for the tacos and they go, and you go, with guac. And they go, guac is extra. And you don't even bat an eye. And you go, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even ask, like, how much. You know what I mean? You just say, yeah, cool, guacamole. When you reach that level, to me, that's rich.
That's rich.
To me, because that's all you really need in life is to not worry about where your next dose of guac is coming from. Right.
That's rich.
Maybe for me, that is shopping in the adult section and being like, I'll have my tailor fix it.
Oh.
Not going straight to the clothes that fit me because they're not sexy. Not at all. People are like, Brad, are you good with women? Yes, I had to be because I had to pick up on chicks with Dora the Explorer on my t-shirt. That was tough.
It can be ironic, though. You could try and pass yourself off as a hipster.
Nowadays, it is. There was some dude at the club last night at Comic Club, like, grown man, looked to be in his 40s, with a Master of the Universe He-Man shirt. I'm like, what are we doing? What is happening? Oh, once you get to, like, age 40, you start drinking whiskey, you start hating life. It's the natural order of things, okay? You don't get to... You were at your parent-teacher conference. You're wearing a Sonic the Hedgehog shirt at your parent-teacher conference. What's wrong with you?
Maybe they just wanted to relate to the teacher.
Be like Bert Kreischer. Bring a beer to a parent-teacher conference. He actually did that. That's his story. I don't want to tell it. Bert Kreischer's great.
Brad Williams, you are going to be at Comedy Works this weekend. Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, Comedy Works, Landmark. So not the Downtown Club, but the Landmark Club. So you can go. You can go to the theater that's right there. You can go see the show. You can go to the restaurant Jing. They don't pay me to say that, but it's delicious. Right around the street is Shanahan's. You can get your picture taken with the Super Bowl trophies, not the actual Super Bowl trophies. They are replicas. I've taken a picture with the actual Super Bowl trophies. I'm friends with the Broncos mascot.
Well, geez, aren't you fancy? I had no idea I was in such esteemed company.
Oh, well, listen, I was in a movie that's on Netflix. It's called Mascots.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I'm in that. I play the worm.
Oh.
Yep. Well, worm. My audition, they're like, because it's an improvised movie. It's a
Christopher Guest.
Yeah, so it's all improvised. My audition was, they're like, all right, you're the worm. Go. And I just started doing the worm dance move. Boom. Got the part. Comedy Works. Landmark. Shower beer. LaCroix. Unicorn queefs. That pretty much summarizes the interview. Bye.